We are starting off with news of the 4th annual New Mexico Outdoor Economics Conference, which was held last week. Farmington, what can you tell us about this year's conference?
It was held in person this year. They held a virtual conference last year. And many state officials, Tourism Department Secretary Jen Schwer, Axi Navas, the Outdoor Recreation Division Director, several other elected officials, and many officials from different smaller local governments around the state gathered for 3 days of panel discussions and some field trips on the last day. Silver City has been talking, and Grant County actually has been talking quite a bit over the last several years about how to best develop the outdoor recreation economy here. There is a lot of opportunity for outdoor recreationists in the area of the Gila National Forest being right next door, the Gila River, bike trails, you know, all kinds of stuff. So we went up there to check out the conference this year, and on the first day, something interesting happened during one of the panels. A trail builder who lives in Salida, Colorado. He's a very well-known trail builder named Tony Boone. He spoke specifically about something the Daily Press has covered recently, and that's the proliferation of short-term rentals in communities like Silver City, where there's a severe shortage of traditional rentals for local residents. And he actually spoke to me during a lunch on that day and noted that Salida, where he lives, actually has imposed a moratorium on short-term rentals. And that's something that Tourism Secretary Jen Schwer also suggested is something that communities should look at. And it's all just part of an effort at this conference to kind of discuss and explore different ways to develop, sort of a new economic strategy as extractive industries like mining in Grant County, for example, sort of not necessarily fade into the background, but, produce less jobs, less money for the community, and how to develop those outdoor recreation opportunities without pricing locals out of their community.
Okay, now I'm sure some of these topics will be up for discussion this weekend when the Gila Wild and Scenic Rivers of Opportunity Conference kicks off in Silver City.
That's right. Friday and Saturday, the Western New Mexico University is hosting this essentially an outdoor economics conference in miniature in Silver City. Probably be quite a bit more talk about watershed and environmental issues at this conference. Folks can find out more about that online at Gila Wild and Scenic Rivers of Opportunity Conference. Several of the same folks who were up in Farmington at the statewide conference will be there, including Axi Navas, Director of the New Mexico Office of Outdoor Recreation, and others. Should be an interesting conference with field trips on Saturday, some opportunities for folks to go fishing, guided fishing tours, something that listeners might want to go check out. And there'll be a couple of parties, by the way, in the Big Ditch Park on Friday and Saturday evenings.
Okay, now we're going to close with news of the Grant County Treasurer advising property owners that they may be getting their property tax bills late this year. Why is this happening?
The Cobre District voters, that's the Cobre Consolidated School District, so almost half the voters in Grant County, they will have a tax question on their ballots this year for the November 2nd election. And depending on which way they decide whether to vote yes on a 2 mil levy, that will apply a tax increment to property owners in that school district, within that school district. And this is a mill levy that the school has really been asking voters to think seriously about passing. Voters have denied it in the past. But this is, it generates kind of critical funds that Cobre schools would use to maintain their basic infrastructure, like school grounds, buildings, buses, classroom technology, all kinds of stuff. And if voters do choose to prove that, of course, that will change the property tax rates ever so slightly. And that is why Treasurer Patrick Kahn has been trying to get the word out that property owners within, you know, all across Grant County should expect to get their tax bills in the mail starting December 1st.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for this week's update. We'll talk to you next week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.